You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Summertime.
Yeah, deep in my senses.
And the living is easy.
That's right, summer is here and the living is pretty easy now that it's cooled down a bit. Isn't it nice? I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. He's going to explain an aspect of the cool down that you maybe didn't know about. Most of the cooling was in the lowest 5,000 feet. We also had lots of thunderstorms up higher in the Cascades with all that heat. First, let's hear what we're in for in the days ahead. It's pretty cloudy right now, but it's going to get warmer pretty soon, right, Cliff?
That's right. And it's depressing to note that today will be shorter than yesterday. Yesterday was the longest day of the year, and today's just a few seconds less. Another thing about today is going to be cool. We've had a marine push at low levels, and the temperatures dropped by about 15 degrees yesterday, and it'll be even cooler today. I think temperatures will only get up into the lower to mid-60s along the coast, maybe mid-60s to upper 60s here in Puget Sound. And the temperatures are not going to get much above 70 anywhere on the west side of the Cascade. So big, big change in temperature. Lots of clouds and even a few sprinkles. Now, this weekend, we're going to see some improvement. I think tomorrow the temperatures will rise into the lower 70s, maybe mid-70s. We'll start off with a lot of clouds and then it'll open up in the afternoon. Sunday will be a little bit warmer, temperatures getting 75 to 80 and plenty of sun. But then on Monday and Tuesday, an upper-level trough comes in, and that's going to push more clouds in. I think a few showers, sprinkles on the western sides of the Cascades, and maybe even a Puget Sound convergence zone between Seattle and Everett. So a little bit of rain on Monday, maybe Tuesday, and then it'll probably warm up again. But temperature's only going to be in the low 70s, the highest, but it looks like a pretty nice week coming up after that.
So let's talk about this cool down. I mean, earlier this week, we had almost overnight from Wednesday into Thursday, a 10-degree drop in temperature. Is that normal?
It is. What we had is something called an onshore marine push, and that's the natural air conditioning of our region. You know, we can get warm, but cool temperatures are always close by. We have this Pacific Ocean, temperatures around 50 degrees, lots of stratus and clouds. And, you know, when we have high pressure building in over into the east of us, we get offshore flow, easterly flow that warms us up. And we had that. Temperatures surged up into the mid 80s in a lot of places in western Washington. But then when the pattern shifts, when the high pressure moves inland and the upper level trough starts approaching us, then the marine air surges in. And that AC just really chimed in yesterday, and temperatures dropped 15 to 20 degrees. Now, the fascinating thing about this cooling is that it's relatively shallow. I mean, the water offshore, it cools the air near the surface. And so when we have a switch in winds, the main change in temperatures are at low levels. If you go up to 10,000 feet, if you're top of Mount Rainier, you'd probably hardly notice it. Near sea level, this tremendous change as the winds from the west bring that cool marine air influence in over western Washington.
So along with that cool down, we also had some precipitation, but it was higher up?
That's right. It was really quite dry here in the lowlands around Seattle and Puget Sound. But aloft, there were thunderstorms day after day. Now, the reason for this was that we had moist, unstable air aloft. The temperature changed rapidly with height. That makes the air unstable. And we had moisture that was fluxing in from the east, and that enabled the thunderstorms to grow over the Cascades. Now, the mountains are very favorable for thunderstorms because we get upslope flow that moves up the eastern and western slopes of the Cascades. It converges over the crests, and that causes vigorous upward motion over the higher terrain. That plus relatively unstable air resulted in thunderstorms that we saw, you know, for several days. Now, some locations had substantial amounts of precipitations in the mountains. So we're talking about, you know, from tenths of inches to even a few inches of rain in some locations. And there was also quite a bit of lightning. So it's kind of interesting, dry at low levels, but thunderstorms and fairly moist as you get near the crests of the Cascades.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. We talk every week at this time on Skype, and you can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.